Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you too. It's our birthday, but you get the presents. And when I say presents, I mean invites.
And our presents as well, because we will be there.
Oh, I see what you did. Time to give away another invite for our 80s-themed birthday party at the Ravo in a couple of weeks' time. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, hello. What's your name?
I know who this is. This is Dermot.
It is, yeah.
How did you know that?
The Irish accent. I know what he sounds like. Good morning, Dermot.
Morning. How you doing?
Very good. Well, thanks.
Guess what? You're off to our listeners' party for our birthday.
Lovely. Thank you.
What are you going to dress up as?
I don't know. I'll have to try something. Yeah. Don't know.
Okay. Don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. We'll see you on the night.
All right. Let me grab your details, Dermot.
I've got a big hairy moustache and a wig.
There we go. Nothing says 80s like a big hairy moustache and a wig. Thanks, buddy. I thought we'd run through today's, or rather this week's, serial number for the Lucky Fiver. Thanks to the Cook's Kitchen, it's worth $640.
Speaking of cereal, what is your favourite breakfast cereal?
I make my own.
Yeah, that's right. You do. You do like a whole...
I do oats and chia seeds and sultanas and wheat germ. And that's about it.
I don't care for sultanas. I think I'd replace it with like chunks of little apricots or something like that.
Yeah, but you know what happens when I eat apricots?
Oh, no, I don't want to know what happens when you eat apricots. I can imagine. So, yeah, stick to the sultanas. That's great.
Anyway, today's serial number, this week, sorry, the serial number is A4.
He didn't ask me what my favourite cereal is.
What's your favourite cereal?
Do you really care?
Yes, I
don't
really
think you do.
Go on, tell us.
I like a really nice crunchy granola.
Crunchy granola sweet?
No.
A sweet crunchy
maybe
granola?
Maybe just with like fruits through it. I like that.
Fruits. Like sultanas and
no, I don't care for sultanas, just bits of fruit.
Okay, bits of apricot then.
And dried strawberries and stuff like that.
91.7 The Wave. Good morning, Gunners and Alley, and Footloose from Kenny Loggins, featuring, of course, Kevin Bacon in the movie. 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, shall I say. Can you do that 6 degree thing?
Yeah, I can actually. I can actually link myself to Kevin Bacon, I think, in about 4.
Go on then.
Okay, so Catherine Langford, she's a big Hollywood star now, but I did a musical with her back in 2015 called Evita because she was a local Perth girl.
Right.
Anyway, she starred in a movie called Love, Simon, which also starred Jennifer Garner. Now, Jennifer Garner appeared as a cameo on The Simpsons, which is really easy because you can link lots of people to The Simpsons, including John Lithgow. He also was a guest star, and he starred in Footloose with Kevin Bacon.
Done it in 4.
There you go.
Who needs 6?
Boom.
I don't think that would work for me.
Well, you know me. Who knows Catherine Langford?
Oh, so
there you
in
go.
In 5.
There. Done.
Sorted.
Mic drop.
Ali's Random Facts.
Now, you know who Matt Damon is, right?
Yeah, everyone knows Matt Damon.
Did you know that he turned down a massive role in Avatar?
What, the one played by Sam Worthington?
The very same. He would have made about $250 million if he had said yes to James Cameron and taken the role, because James Cameron offered him 10% of the takings. And of course, it's one of the biggest earning movies in the world, would have made him $250 million. Instead, as you know, Rockingham boy Sam Worthington got the role, but he was not offered 10%.
Even if Sam got 5%, that's enough to retire on.
And do you know why he said no?
Why?
The Bourne movies, they were going to clash with the filming schedule.
Oh, I bet he's kicking himself now.
I'm sure he's got plenty of money.
Did like the Bourne trilogy, though.
True that. And that's Ali's Random Facts here on The Wave.
Time to give away those boat, caravan, four-wheel drive and camping show tickets. 91.7 The Wave. Good morning. Who's this?
My name's Lynn.
Lynn, are you a camper, a caravaner, a four-wheel driver? What's your thing?
We've got a caravan, a boat and a four-wheel drive.
Hey.
You've got a lot.
So all you need now is, you just need a tent.
That's right, yeah. Yeah, but we always need new accessories. So it's always good to go along to these shows and see what's new and everything. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Fabulous. Well, you've just scored yourself a double pass to head along. And if you come on the Saturday in the morning, Gunners and I will be there broadcasting, so you can come say hello.
We will do.
Okay, I've got a bit of a twist for my hard word today.
Okay.
Not only is the meaning hard, it's really quite difficult to say. Ignominious.
Ignominious.
Ignominious. But when people read it, they say ignominious.
So it's ignominious.
Yes. Read me the word, Gunners.
Is that an E?
No, it's G.
You got a funny G. Ignominious. Did I say it right? Ignominious.
You said it right. Does it mean A, a great word, B, when you want to refer to something as acting shameful, or C, mispronunciation? Ignominious.
Do.
You do that all the time.
Can't help myself, sorry.
I know.
Well, I'm thinking it might be a derivative of ignominious.
Which means?
I have no idea.
I don't think that word is derived from what you just said.
Could be.
Well, what does it mean then? A, B or C?
It is a great word. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not going to go A. Mispronunciation. Could be that because it's a word that's easily mispronounced. But I'm going to go with B.
Mm-hmm.
Someone acting shameful.
Ignominious is B. Someone acting shameful.
Yes. Yes.
And it's also a great word. I would have taken A and I would have taken C as well.
Oh, you would have taken them all?
Well, because mispronunciation, it's a hard word. Yeah. So my hard word with a twist, ignominious. Say it three times fast.
Ignominious, ignominious, ignominious.
Listen live or listen whenever you want. Gunners and Ali Daily Podcast, 917thewave.com.au.